Hello, latest PS5 community. Don't mind me, I'm just here to let you know that this week this episode is completely advertisement free. Therefore, you can enjoy this episode with absolutely no interruptions. If, of course, you prefer to gain access to all of our ad-free episodes, this is available through our Patreon link in the description.
Incredibly exciting.
It's really about
as a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the latest PS5 podcast. I'm your host, Sonny Sanguera, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Alex Sylvester. How are you doing, Alex?
Are you?
The D, the E, the M, the I.
It's me. In the flesh, baby.
It is indeed. Well, in the verbal flesh,
for the listeners.
Of course. How are you?
I'm good. I'm soaking up all of the term time I can. Just been relaxing, eating way too much chocolate than I should. But that is the beauty of it, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably ate so much chocolate. It was crazy. I've had Lindt, I've had Smarties, I've had M&Ms, I've had Rolo eggs, everything and anything, right? That's how we roll.
The chocolate orange Easter egg is probably the best invention ever known to man. And you will disagree with me. I don't care. It is. End of discussion.
Listeners, you bugged me for
right.
2 weeks.
No.
Why is she not on the show? 2 weeks straight. And now, obviously, you're hearing Terry's chocolate orange. Now, get off the show.
Right now, is chocolate orange the best chocolate or no? I bet you will be outnumbered.
I'm going to put a poll on Twitter.
Yes!
And we're going to see what comes out on that sense. But in regards to this episode, we've got a lot to talk about this episode. We've got PS5 sales update throughout the first quarter of 2023. Yes, they update us on those things. How will the showrunners of The Last of Us on HBO tackle part two? Well, we got a little bit of an answer there. All dreams can't last forever, ladies and gentlemen, as Media Molecule are waking us up from dreams and moving on to another project. And of course, as always is the case with me and Alex and this show, Tekken 8 update. Cannot wait for that game. Before we get into that, what have you been playing recently?
So
now, this is going to be interesting, right? Because it's always like a pre-recorded like recommendation or anything like that. Now it's live. What have you been playing?
Yeah, I'm feeling the pressure today, man. I can't lie. But recently, I've been playing Chia. Have you heard of this one?
I have indeed. I think it was free on PlayStation Plus last month, I think.
Yes, and I have recommended this one before as well. So you guys may recognize the name. Gorgeous story. The ability to become animals really adds new gameplay elements to the game as well. I love multiple perspective elements in games. So this one is just fabulous. And it's so visually stunning as well. It's just a great game overall to play and relax. It just takes away all of my stress of the day. And I can just feel positive and happy after a gameplay after that. What about you?
Well, that's what a video game is supposed to do, right? Well, it's supposed to, but then you have games like the ones I'm playing, which add to the stress. So,
oh no.
Still playing Sniper Elite 5. And the funny thing is, I try and play this game as authentic to being a sniper as possible. So I'm playing it on like the craziest difficulty. Oh. I'm trying not to get caught. And you know, when you're doing so well, and then some just, douche comes into your game and it's now like one-on-one. Now I've got to fight this sniper who's coming as well as continuing the game, and I'm just like, oh god, you know. But I can't turn that off because then it makes me look like a bitch, so we can't be doing that. So I have to
remove yourself.
That person. Yeah, exactly. But that's it, really. I haven't really had much time this week. Like, it's just whenever I can get an opportunity. That's why I really hope, you know, last week in the rumor mill, we spoke about the potential portable handheld that Sony are going to release. I need it because I just don't have time to sit in front of a TV and play video games. You know what I mean?
So that's why you need something quite high intensity in those small moments of gameplay, right?
Exactly. Well, as I always say, before we move forward with the news, let's look back into the history of gaming. And I'm going back years on this one. In 1992, so 31 years ago, the Super Nintendo launched in Europe. That's
31 years ago. I wasn't born when that.
I was going to say, I was just waiting for it.
I'm putting that out there. You were definitely born, but...
Oh, yeah, but I was on the Sega side of things. Do you know what I mean? I was always the Sonic Sega dude on that sense. But, yeah, never owned.
Do you remember when that, like, proper launched and came out? Do you remember, like, any hype around it or...?
No. Like, I was still too young when, obviously, the Super Nintendo and the Mega Drive and that were out. And I didn't really know that much about video games at that time. It was just, I remember one day sitting in the living room with my brother watching a show, and my sister was sitting there as well, and she screamed from the hallway. We were like, what the hell is that? We ran out, and my mom came home. She worked in Woolworths at the time, and she just had a Sega Mega Drive, and I was like, I don't know what it is, but let's get excited, you know what I mean? Let's get excited. I don't know what it is. And that's how I got introduced to games. So like, I had the Mega Drive, and then my cousins always had the Nintendo, so we got to play like Duck Hunt and Mario and all that stuff. But it was weird. Here's a weird thing. Everybody had loads of machines. I only ever had a Sega Mega Drive and a Game Boy. That's it. I didn't have anything until we moved to Scotland. And then a little Japanese machine that nobody heard called the PlayStation came out, and the rest was history. You know what I mean?
Evolution of games, huh?
I know. And if we move forward with that evolution, 17 years ago in 2006, Tomb Raider Legend launched on the PlayStation 2. You've played a few Tomb Raiders in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I was still a little baby when this first came out. But yeah, it just made a massive, massive impact on the game industry. And you can tell that a lot of games are following on in its legacy. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of it is constructed around the same premise of what the game is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't even have to look far in the PlayStation ecosystem. Uncharted is all Tomb Raider, you know, which is crazy. And then in 2016, just 7 years ago, so the launch of Dark Souls 3 on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox. Now, obviously, people know Dark Souls 3, but they're probably more renowned now with Elden Ring and Sekiro from Software's games. But yeah, it just makes you feel... I don't know why this section got introduced into it. It makes me feel so old. Depresses us before we even start the news.
Yeah, maybe we should put this at the end, actually.
Exactly. Well,
happy
speaking...
anniversary, though. Happy birthday to those games.
I know. But speaking of the news, are you ready for number one? Because as I talked about at the top of the show, it's all about those numbers. That's your forte. So you can sit back and relax this time while I bring the numbers to the masses.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait. Hit me.
Yeah, okay. UK sales of video games and consoles rose during the first quarter of the year, according to the latest market data from GSD and GfK. GSD data shows that game sales, including physical and digital downloads that this covers, rose 1% compared with the same period last year, with just under 8 million games sold. It's an impressive achievement considering Q1 2022 featured major launches such as Pokemon Legend Arceus, Elden Ring, and Horizon Forbidden West. The success of the software market was driven by Hogwarts Legacy, which is the fastest selling video game in the UK outside of FIFA and Call of Duty since Red Dead Redemption 2. It has already outsold two of last year's biggest selling games, Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, and Elden Ring. Before I move on, as I read that, was it just like flashbacks to those names that you had to mention for weeks and weeks and weeks in the charts?
Oh, it's flashbacks to weeks of, yeah, the charts, absolutely. But yeah, I can't believe how much of an impact Hogwarts Legacy has had on the whole world. I mean, I hear so many people talking about it. Like, even when I'm at work, like, they'll start talking about Hogwarts Legacy. And that's not even like you know, this is like full blown. So many people that this is affected with, so many different age ranges. So it's so, so, so interesting. But yeah, this sounds exactly like my charts, which, spoiler alert, we're going to get into later. But...
Woo! it is mad. And obviously, it's so funny. The story, I would love to see like a half an hour documentary like on the development of this game, because
yeah.
I just remember the backlash when it was announced that J.K. Rowling was involved with the project, and people were like, we're going to boycott it, it's not going to sell. Then there was delay, and it came out and just took over the world. It's just like,
yeah, 100%.
I mean, just shows the strength of Harry Potter as well. Yeah. You know, I thought it was finished. Like, you see it in London when you go to sites and stuff. I don't know if you've seen any of the sites in London or anything like that, but you just see queues all the time.
No, I have. It's crazy. Absolutely insane. But yeah, Harry Potter will probably live on forever and ever and ever.
And the fact that this game was so big, they're actually making a HBO, they don't call it HBO Max anymore, they just call it Max. They're making a TV show based on the game. It's mad. It's crazy. It's just back and forth.
No way.
I know. Oh, but we'll move on from video games and we'll move to consoles. The console hardware space is up a substantial 24.2% for the first quarter of the year. GfK data shows this is due to the PS5, which is now in full supply, but was largely missing from the shelves during Q1 last year. PS5 sales in the UK are up over 180% for the first 3 months of the year, and Sony's new console accounted for over half of the market during that quarter. The success offset a steep decline in Nintendo Switch sales, which was down 25% and is the number two console for 2023 so far. And the Xbox Series X and S sales were also down 18% for the first quarter. I mean, you're expecting Switch sales to jump up now, obviously, with the launch of the Mario film, which, ladies and gentlemen,
the best.
Your quick review, please.
The best. Like I've said before, I've had that Peaches song in my head for days now. And it's gone massive as well. But honestly, it is just... my childhood revisited. It was just amazing. And like I said in the charts previously, I'm so excited that Nintendo sales are boosted, Mario sales are boosted as well, because I just love him. I love him so much.
And it was kind of, I know we've gone on a tangent here. We'll come back straight away, listen, don't worry. I read an article where both Chris Pratt and Charlie Day, who are the voices of Mario and Luigi, were told, okay, that's great. You need to do it again. Less Goodfellas. You keep doing Tony Soprano accents and stuff like that. So they had to keep scaling it back. And I just thought, I'd love to see a making of just them doing the voices. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
I mean, everyone just wants to watch Jack Black. That's all that people want to see, is Jack Black as Bowser. But, you know.
That's really interesting. Massive cast though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean... As I mentioned last week, I loved all of it. I just felt Charlie Day wasn't Luigi's voice. It just didn't feel like Luigi. You know what I mean?
You could say the same for Mario though, but it works, you know,
true.
In a sense. I came around to it in the end.
Back to the story. What's your thoughts on obviously the PS5 just dominating as it usually does?
I'm not surprised due to a massive stock replenishment throughout 2023.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
I can remember when it just wasn't available for years and years and years. It's back and now it's finally boomed again. And the Live from PS5 marketing campaign is like a soft relaunch of the console anyway. So I feel like there's still lots of hype around the whole thing, even though obviously it launched years ago. People are still excited about that, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the smart move that they did, cheeky, but smart, is in that Live from PS5 campaign, they put two games. One is Spider-Man 2, which is not even out yet. So people will look at that and thinking, oh, I'll get that for the Spider-Man 2. It's not even out yet. And the second one, they just put that tiny tease. And we spoke about Tomb Raider before, of the new Uncharted game featuring the daughter of Nathan Drake. So they're even getting closer to Tomb Raider now by using a female protagonist as the character in the game.
For sure. So do you think, with this in mind then, do you think PS5 will be able to maintain the sales throughout 2023 as well?
I think they'll hit sales targets. I think it'll be a massive year. It will be the biggest year ever for a console, because the numbers that they've estimated to hit for this year to their shareholders. If it hits that, it's the greatest single year for a console ever in video game history. That's including the DS, the Game Boys, the Switch during pandemic, everything. It beats it all.
Yeah.
I think there'll be blips, though. I think you'll get times where it will go quiet. And, you know, if the rumors are true about a new machine coming out, which is discless, but you can buy the attachment. And obviously, you know what it is. You cannot sell a product without content. And they have the biggest one this year in Spider-Man 2. You know, so it's going to be massive. And if they keep their marketing hat on and nail it like they did with the Live from PS5 campaign throughout the year, then they're all right. And I mean, we spoke about it last week, the big game in June as well, Final Fantasy 16. People can't underestimate just how big Final Fantasy is. Mm. So yeah, it will be interesting to see. But something else that's big in 2023, we're going to talk about that now in episode 2, story 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so before I get into it, the next story, there is a spoiler alert for The Last of Us Part 2. So if you are not aware of this, just be sure there is a spoiler involved. So Craig Mazin, executive producer and co-writer for HBO's The Last of Us series, has touched base on the fate of Joel for season 2, making it clear that nothing has been set in stone yet. He doesn't feel constrained by the source material. Those of you who have played The Last of Us Part 2 will know that Joel dies early in the game at the hands of Abby Anderson, who kills him in revenge for Joel murdering her father at the end of the first game, which, by the way, I was devastated by. Like, that just ruined it for me. Like, after that, I was like, fuck this bitch. Like, no. But anyway, with The Last of Us HBO's first season largely sticking to the source material, it is assumed that season 2 will follow the same path. Therefore, Joel is probably going to die. However, while Mazin hasn't said anything about his fate yet, his comments suggest that it's possible there might be changes in store. He says, "This could be fairly obvious to anybody by now, but I don't fear killing characters. But the important thing to note is that neither Neil or I feel constrained by the source material. The Last of Us HBO Season 2 was greenlit early this year, woo! But it is not expected to air until late 2024. Bit of a wait then. It's worth it though, right? I mean, the first one was incredible, so.
I mean, it's great that it's obviously the source material is a video game that we all love, which is The Last of Us, but we all love The Last of Us because of the story. So when you take the Chernobyl writer and Neil, the most important thing is they used people from Naughty Dog and the people who were in the game as characters in the HBO show. So the soul was still there. And you don't create something special and beat House of the Dragon numbers. I mean, if you are pulling in viewers higher than Game of Thrones, which is what The Last of Us did, then you have something special. And the second game is unbelievable. I mean, they've already said that it's too big to do in a 9-episode season, so it's going to be broken into 2 seasons. So yeah, it will be intriguing to see how they pull it off, because as much as we know about it, 80% of the viewing public who are watching the original Last of Us on HBO didn't know what was happening. And that was great when I would go on sometimes, you know, you just kind of just in that lying motion of just watching random stuff, right? I'll just start watching live reactions of The Last of Us and just watching like these like 50-year-old women all grouped around like thinking Joel's dead. And it was just hilarious. I'm like, you don't know. But it's dangerous because they always have to put disclaimers at the bottom saying, please don't spoil it in the comments. It's like, you can't do that because people are going to do it. You just got to turn the comments off, you know? So it's a long wait, like you said, you know, to the end of 2024, but it'll be interesting to see how this show does in awards season. You know, it's been nominated for multiple MTV Movie Awards in the TV sections. It's expected to clean up quite a bit at the Emmys, that and Succession. So yeah, I'm excited. But I know Would you change it? Because they did that in the first... They did minor changes in the first season. But if they're going to change that, it's a big, 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 big change. Would you do
it? No, as much as it angers me that he, you know, he died at the beginning, that anger kind of kept me through it. And I feel like the emotional attachment you get to those characters, I mean, loads of people were crying at, you know, season one, do you know what I mean? But in the second one, I feel like it is a devastating thing to happen. But, you know, it's interesting to have a fresher take without him on the other hand as well. So I hope they don't change it too much. I can see the reasons why that is thinking about being meddled with, but for the sake of what its intentions are, I don't think that should be changed.
And I think the most important thing as well is they've just got to cast Abby right. It has to be the right actress for Abby.
Yeah.
You know, her transition in that story is massive, you know, and you need the right actress who can pull it off, because
yeah,
100%. Joel and Ellie from the, you know, Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, they've got people in love with their characters. Do you know what I mean? So obviously whoever plays the opposite of them now in the new season definitely has to step up and be the right cast.
Big
on that
huge
one.
Film.
Let's move on. All right, number three, Sony Interactive Entertainment has unwrapped the full list of PlayStation Plus Extra and PlayStation Plus Premium April 2023 free games. Now, remember, this is not your monthly games. Those are separate. So you're getting all these games absolutely free if you are on PlayStation Plus Extra or PlayStation Plus Premium. So, Kenna, Bridge of Spirits for PS4 and PS5. Doom Eternal, PS4 and PS5. Riders Republic, PS4 and PS5. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, PlayStation 4. Obviously, if it's just PlayStation 4, it is playable on the PlayStation 5. Slay the Spire, PlayStation 4, Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, PS4 and PS5, The Evil Within on PlayStation 4, Wolfenstein The Old Blood on PlayStation 4, Bassmaster Fishing.
I thought it was
Bassmaster. That's what I was looking at to stop myself. I was like, is it Bass? Bassmaster Fishing on PS4 and PS5, Paradise Killer, PS4 and PS5, Sackboy A Big Adventure, PS4 and PS5, and Dishonored, the Definitive Edition on PS4. And if you're a PlayStation Premium Classics member like myself, you get Doom on the PlayStation 4, Doom 2 on the PlayStation 4, Doom 64 on the PlayStation 4, and Doom 3 on the PlayStation 4. Of all those games, do you recommend any in particular? Now, this is interesting because this is what you do every week. So we're throwing a curveball at you. You've got to try and recommend something off something you've just heard right now.
Oh, I know. I'm not just giving you one recommendation this week. I'm giving you two, honey.
What?
So I know. So Kenna, Bridge of Spirits. Great platform elements. Overall, it is just a stunning, stunning game to play. And I say this every time. I feel like every single game recommendation I have, I'm just into the aesthetics of it all. Beautiful, beautiful game to play. And it's a very heartfelt story as well. Brilliant plot and just easy to get to grips with. And it's not too long and not too dragged out. I hate in anything a slow burner, so this is really, really easy to, oh yeah, this is happening and whatever the next stage is. And secondly, oh my gosh, The Evil Within. Oh,
why
my
am
gosh
I not surprised? Why
old school Resident Evil
surprised
vibes. I'm a massive massive fan. It is so scary and atmospheric, really, really, really creepy music and vibes around there as well. And there is a mix of both, I find, both Resident Evil and Silent Hill. So that kind of atmosphere is just super, super gripping and intense. But I mean, it's really interesting that you're saying this list, because I've never actually really got around to playing Dishonored. So do you recommend? Because I know that you've played that one before.
Oh yeah, definitely. Highly recommend Dishonored. Just shout out to Evil Within as well. Great game. Yeah, Dishonored. It's one of those games where it has three, different endings, and it's all based on how you play. So it's not in a sense of the decisions you make, which do play a part, but it's how violent you are throughout the game. Now, you can play this entire game without killing anyone, minus the bosses, of course. But you could go through every level, every section, and not kill a single soul. And that changes the story as well. But you can play any way you want. If you want to go in John Rambo, commando style, like, you know, set off every alarm and turn it into a proper slugfest, you can. If you want to be stealthy and silent, which is how I like to play the games, then you can do that and find ways to get around people and like silently kill them like an assassin. It's got a lot of scope to it, and the verticality of the game is great. It's not just like, okay, this is in front of me. You're actually looking up, you're looking left, you're looking right, diagonal, behind. You can use all the buildings and everything, but you've got to be wary as well. So, and again, similar to Kenna Bridge of Spirits, Dishonored doesn't overstay its welcome. It's like 6-7 hours long. So, and it still holds up graphically as well. And obviously, if you do like that, there is a second Dishonored game out. Best thing to put it to in the modern day is Deathloop, which, made by the same developers. Ooh. So you know exactly what game you're going to get on that sense.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Okay, so next story. Media Molecule has announced that it is bringing the curtains down on live support for Dreams on September 1st, 2023. While no new updates will be planned for the do-it-yourself title after this date, players will still be able to play, create, and share content going forward. However, Dreams is also migrating to a new server from late next month, with players given a 5GB storage limit for their creations. Crucially, Dreams is not being pulled from sale and will still be available to purchase after September 1st. Media Molecule is naturally looking ahead to its new project, and while it hasn't saying much right now, it has revealed that it is not Dreams 2 or the Dreams IP. They say, "We know this won't be an easy message for everyone to hear, and it is certainly not been an easy decision. Dreams has been a special project for Media Molecule, and helping this burgeoning community of game developers, tinkerers, creatives, collaborators, and dreamers grow and express themselves remains one of the best things we've ever done. Thank you for being a part of it with us. We look forward to you joining us on our next adventure."
Dang. It's sad, isn't it? You know, it's mad though, because I think to myself, like, this game has been going on for ages, and I just can't actually remember when it started. Do you know what I mean? It's just mad.
I know, and it's just the end of an era. But what's crazy for me is that I remember seeing Dreams at the PS4 reveal.
Yes.
And I feel like it's coming. Could have come to PC as well, though, because that there would have just set the foundation of it all and would have helped grow the user base and communities around there as well. Yes, which I feel exactly. Wasn't. Opportunity, but
I guess the risk for them is it is a very family orientated game. Kids can access to it because it is literally like a search engine like YouTube, but it's game creations and stuff. You can imagine what people on PC would have put on there. Do you know what I mean? The things they would have been making are very questionable, right?
Oh, speaking of making though, did you ever create anything in Dreams?
Do you know what? I picked up Dreams and I really enjoy just going in, because obviously, for listeners who aren't aware, what Dreams is, it's just a creation tool. You can create anything you want. And people were creating the exact replicas of Mario, Sonic, all the old games, because you could import audio files. So every time you hit a monster or a ring or a brick, it had the exact same sounds. I'll send you a link. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I remember sometimes, you know, when you're just drinking Jack Daniels and you're chilling and you don't want to play a game, but you want to play a game. Dreams was perfect because you could just quick pick up, play for 2 minutes, try something different. Oh, look at this crap Sonic ripoff. Oh, man, this one's really good. You know, so I was literally just doing that and enjoying it. And then I thought, you know what, let me try and create something. And you'll be proud to know I tried to create a horror game. And I went through all of the tutorial. I learned everything. I was ready to go. I was like, right, here we go. I got a pen and paper, notepad ready. I was going to keep notes as I was doing it. And then I played Pez instead and then never picked up Dreams again.
Oh, What was your horror game idea? Oh my gosh.
So the plan was you were...
Notes.
Yeah, so it was literally going to be like you are in a... you just wake up and you're on a bench in a forest and it's really dark and eerie. And as you go through this forest, you eventually come up to like an abandoned small amusement park. But then you don't know why you were on the bench. And throughout the game, you'll find out or you'll meet characters or who you think are characters and you'll slowly remember just why you ended up on the bench and stuff. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be really good, you know, and there's going to be loads of like pop out scares and stuff, and it's going to really trigger people. And yeah, and then I was just like, yeah, I've got everything ready. I went through the whole like 3-hour tutorial. I knew how to make things, and I was just like, right, I'm ready to go. And then I just couldn't be bothered to do it. I was like, right,
you know what that, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like DS Productions potential.
Exactly, you know what I mean. And ladies and gentlemen, you know as well, I will put you know what, I should create like a little advert, you know what I mean, or get you to record one, and then that way people know about it. But yes, the link is in the description for the new story, The Perfect Day. So have a click on that, 10 minutes of your time, and do listen to it as you're instructed to, which is obviously alone, headphones, and in the dark, and enjoy. You know what I mean? It is absolutely, it's a mind bender, I would say. And I'm going to leave it at that because I've got to move on to number 5 and I'm so excited for this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could see video now, I'm doing the John Cena, you can't see me for some reason because it's five fingers.
It's fantastic, by the way, guys.
Bandai Namco Games' Katsuhiro Harada has revealed in an exchange on Twitter that Tekken 8 will feature full crossplay. Ladies and gentlemen, you are getting whooped if you're on another platform.
Oh boy.
Asked if the upcoming fighting game sequel will have crossplay, he replied, "Crossplay, of course I will." Elsewhere, the Tekken series boss explained that he wanted to include the feature for Tekken 7 during the PS4 and Xbox One era but wasn't able to. And he went on to say, "When the previous generation consoles were released, I had already proposed crossplay between the two platforms. However, at the time, they were at odds with each other." He's talking about Sony and Microsoft, "over their mutual interests and P2P security issues, and repeatedly refused. Remember when they announced they were going to open crossplay a few years ago, but in reality, they didn't actively support third parties at the time, and the hurdles were actually quite high. There are still some problems left, but it will be possible." Tekken 8 is currently in development for PS5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S, with a release date yet to be announced. Now, what makes this feature cool is I remember, like, nobody with any sense, fighting sense, plays fighting games on Xbox platforms because you've grown up with them on PlayStation, right? You either use the really nerdy fight stick or you use a PlayStation controller. And I remember speaking to people, and they were like, yeah, I don't really play Tekken on Xbox anymore, no one's ever online. At least now with crossplay, they'll be able to get online and they'll be able to play against PlayStation gamers, they'll be able to play against PC gamers. So it's just a great community as a whole for everybody to play games, and it's just more victims for me. Thank you very much.
I can just imagine you and Alex the weekend this game releases. Lord, help us all. Sonny will be literally incognito. Unreachable.
100%. There'll be no episodes for a few weeks. Is there any charts? Is there any do you need a recommendation? Hello? Hello? Are you there? No blue ticks. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you now, Alex has said for weeks and weeks and weeks that, yeah, when it comes out, we're going to do a live play on YouTube and everything so people can watch it. We will, but I'll tell you, it will just feature me sitting there with a pad and a Jack Daniels with no one next to me because he won't turn up. He won't do it live. Never will. Never will. And
I imagine that will be really entertaining though, because it will just be an episode of full-on verbal abuse. And
it is,
you know. And
I remember
just cussing each other out.
This was ages ago
when I was Jack Daniels.
Yeah, man. When we were working when I was in the industry years ago, I worked for a third-party company, and we were asked to support PlayStation on 3D gaming when that was becoming a big thing, right? And one of the games that had it was Tekken. So we went up to Manchester, and it was me, Alex, his brothers, my brothers and stuff. I took them all up with me. I was like, come on, you might as well do it. Play loads of 3D games, see what you think. There was only one screen for Tekken. And obviously all the official photographers for media and PlayStation and that were there, and they were taking pictures of FIFA and whatever, whatever. And me and Alex just innocently started to play. And we had like seven rounds, so that's seven different fights. And then by the time we realized what was happening, all the press were around us taking pictures, because we were like, we had the 3D glasses on, we were loud, we were shouting, we were laughing, because that's what we do, right? And it was, I still remember some of the pictures. I wish I had them. They were absolutely stunning. Best pictures ever, man. And he got whooped in front of everyone. You know, he doesn't like playing me in public. And no matter what he says, you know, for every 10 games, he wins like two, right? But those two are like 10 to him. So I can see why he goes on and on and on about it.
Get ready for the next battle.
Okay, next up, Daedalic Entertainment and Nacon have announced that the Lord of the Rings Gollum has officially gone gold ahead of its planned launch late next month. The Lord of the Rings Gollum was originally announced about 18 months before the arrival of PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, so it's been a long time coming. The game focuses on the character from J.R.R. Tolkien's epic fantasy novel, The Lord of the Rings, as Gollum contends with his split personality while embarking on a perilous journey through Middle-earth, using his unique abilities to overcome danger. The Lord of the Rings Gollum is due out on May 25th, 2023 for PS5, PS4, PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One.
Can I just throw the Lord of the Rings pun in and say he found his precious if it's gone gold? Way, hey! You love it.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan? Sorry, I know you just asked me a question. Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Oh, yeah. I don't mean, Lord of the Rings, what? And I'm dressing like a hobbit or whatnot. I've seen all of the Lord of the Rings. Like, that came out in the cinemas at a time when The Matrix was coming out as well. So you were alternating. One year it was Lord of the Rings, and next year The Matrix came out, then it was Lord of the Rings. And I just love the story, because it was just literally epic. This massive story told over three-hour movies. You know, it was insane. And then I watched The Hobbit. I liked The Hobbit. And then I watched Rings of Power, which was on Amazon, which was good as well. But that original trilogy, man, it was amazing. And lo and behold, if listeners don't know, my son is named after a location in Lord of the Rings, you know, because I just liked it.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah. So there's there's like a stronghold in, what's the name of the second film? The Two Towers, called Rohan, right? And it's all about warriors and stuff like that. And I really liked it. But obviously, I'm being Indian, it's not Rohan. It's Rohan. So I was like, oh man, that's a cool name. And then I never thought about it. And then when the time came, I was like, yeah, what a name. And then literally during lockdown, me and my son watched all three back to back. I have to think there's back to back to back. So I was like 10 hours of Lord of the Rings. Obviously we had breaks in between, but we just powered through. And he realized where his name was from. And he was very happy. I got a picture of him pointing at it on the map on the TV. It's so funny. But
oh,
it's cool, man. So it's cool. Cute. Full circle. But my question for you then is, what do you think of Lord of the Rings Gollum now that it's gone gold?
Oh. Well, the only
thing that sounded enthusiastic. You know?
Yeah, I'm not as big of a fan as you are. But the only thing I think is, I still think Gollum in this game still looks like Tommy Pickles from the Rugrats. So tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
I can't. The worst thing is, he looked like Tommy Pickles already, and then they gave him hair, and he looks even worse now. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, God, what is happening on that one? But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it's going to sell like previous Lord of the Rings games.
You know?
But it's coming out at a good time where it's, when I say that, when is it out? Yeah, May. It's a decent time. It's away from Hogwarts, obviously. It's away from Star Wars, which is due in a few weeks. So, and it's before Final Fantasy. So it is sitting in that sweet spot potentially for a good sales number, but the moment Final Fantasy comes out, this game is going to go flat and in price promotion probably pretty fast. But speaking of price promotions and how games are going to sell, we are here, and ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no pre-recording on this one. This one is going to be live and in color, or in verbal color.
What a segue, by the way.
Boom.
That was fantastic. But yes, it is a special edition. It is a live version of the top 10 UK sales charts of the week. Oh, that was good today. My vocals. Woo! I've had a chance to warm myself up, you know. Okay, I have no special mention. So as always, we're just going to jump straight into it. At number 10 is Super Mario Odyssey. Oh, it's jumping down a little bit now. At number 9, it's God of War Ragnarok with EA Sports PGA Tour at number 8. This is the only new title in the charts this week, which launched last week with just 2 days on sale. It managed to reach number 8. Gran Turismo 7 is at number 7 with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 at number 6. The Last of Us Part 2 is at number 5 with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at number 4. At number 3, the biggest game of 2023 so far is a non-mover at number 3 with sales down 5%. It is Hogwarts Legacy. At number 2 is Resident Evil 4 Remake. A 55% drop in sales knocks the remake down to number 2. Oh my God, Sonny. I don't want to say it now.
You have to now.
Right, well, guys, right. Can we guess what's at number 1?
Lord of the Rings.
Ugh. FIFA 23 is back at the top of the UK retail charts, rising one place and seeing a sales boost of 27% compared to last week. The EA Sports game has not been number one since the first week of February prior to the launch of Hogwarts Legacy, but apparently it's just crawled itself back up there, hasn't it? Which went on to spend 5 weeks at the top. I can't believe it. I thought this was the end. I thought something different, you know, we're spicing up, we're moving along. No, it's done it again. It's done it again.
And can we just round of applause, shout out, one take?
Oh, you know me.
That's it. You know what I mean? One take charts. That's all it took, right? But yeah. I mean, I honestly thought there'd be more Mario in the top 10 with the film out now. You know, because this obviously counts the week where the film had come out. So I thought, yeah, because before I watched the film as well, there was adverts for all the Mario games. Excuse me, I get bored when I talk about Mario games, you know. The games are that. But, you know, it's I thought, yeah, there'd be like at least 3 Mario games making it into the top 10. I know they probably moved around in the top 40, but... yeah, man, I thought Odyssey would be higher because it's basically in a bundle with every Switch that is sold. So,
but do you know what I think, though? Like, because like you've just said, they've advertised the Mario games and things. And I have seen like collaborations with Mario and different brands before. But it could have been great if they did a game with that. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was a launch of a new game, particularly if it was in the perspective of Bowser, because we got to see a lot more of him than usual, or of Princess Peach as well, with that same kind of story. Who knows?
Indeed. But ladies and gentlemen, that's everything we've got for you this week. We will be back. We might be back depending on how United do tomorrow, next week. You know what? I'm not going to have any final comments this week. I think only our co-host should have the final comment this week, and take it away.
Okay. Fuck FIFA 23.
Touche. Good night, everybody.
Speak for the update.